Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those. They're on us. That's freetalklive.com. On the way, the feds are threatening to get into the pet food industry in a major way. Julia's got the report there. But according to, let's see, the latest news headlines, looks like there's a bit of a conflict brewing in Washington, D.C., and our political beat reporter Johnson in Connecticut has the story. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello. Hello, Johnson in Connecticut. Johnson going once. Johnson,
there we go. Hello?
You're here.
There we go. Hey.
What's going on?
So I wanted to, you know, I don't want to turn Free Talk Live into political hack radio, but I do want to get the your opinions on it. I mean, I know every kind of every news organization in the country right now is talking about this stupid mess that may get vetoed anyway. But basically what happened is, in a strategic move, the Democrats have decided to attach to a bill a $124 billion of additional funding for the military, right? Now, you would think maybe, why are the Democrats supporting $124 billion in addition to the military? Well, they put together a bill that also, while giving $124 billion to the military, it also sets a deadline for when the troops come home a year from now, September of 2008, all troops would need to be out.
Hmm.
Or in a non-combat position.
So essentially what they've done is they passed this this bill that says, okay, well, we're going to fund the troops as long as you agree to pulling them out at this by this particular date. And
right.
That way Bush has to actually, if he doesn't want this, he has to veto it and say, no, I don't want to fund the troops.
Right.
Because I don't want to pull out, in which case it would be a stalemate.
Right. And well, and here's the other thing. So supposedly they're saying something that there's a deadline for that Bush somehow needs this funding within the next 6 weeks or something's going to happen, that there's going to be some major problems over there because they're running out. They're running out of funding.
Right.
And
Bush,
then the other
Bush himself says in this article that this almost sounds like a threat. He says that if the spending bill is not approved, he said troops and their families, by April 15th, troops and their families will, quote, face significant disruptions, unquote.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of scary.
He's a scumbag. But, you know,
They all are because they're playing political football with people's lives here.
Yep. And the other thing that they did, of course, with this bill is to try and make it more appealing and to get the prerequisite amount of votes. They also put in a bunch of farm subsidies to subsidize the spinach growers that were harmed because of the E. coli stuff, and the Florida orange growers to try and get some of the Republicans from Florida to support it. They just, you know, it's sick, it's sad. And that's what's going on. You know, and I also had another little tidbit of news that I wanted to bring up. Rosie O'Donnell has hopped on the same bandwagon as Charlie Sheen now and is supporting the 9/11 conspiracy theorists.
Okay, yeah, I actually heard something about that earlier this week.
Yeah.
I don't know what do you have to say about that?
Well, they're now, you know, and I don't know, I think it's ridiculous, but now they're calling for Rosie, you know, they're saying that Rosie O'Donnell is going to be responsible for ending, what's her name, the serious newscaster, Barbara Walters, that Rosie O'Donnell is going to be responsible for ending Barbara Walters' career because they're both on The View together, and that Barbara Walters shouldn't be tolerating this, and that Rosie O'Donnell should be taken off the show, and, you know, a lot of people are just kind of, you know, whoa, we can't hear this mess. We can't even have her be able to talk about this.
Well, she should be able to talk about it.
She's a bit of a character. I mean, I think that people sort of see that. And
I may not agree with her, but she should be able to talk about it.
Now, what I thought was interesting is a lot of newscasts called what she was doing spewing hatred. Spewing
hatred.
And that was kind of the phrase that was repeated over and over and over again. What is that hatred of? The government?
Right. Hatred against whom?
Well, Rosie certainly doesn't hate the government. She likes the government just fine. She likes
her million mom march.
Right. She loves the gun laws. It's just that she believes, like a lot of the conspiracy people do, she just believes that this one particular administration is evil and needs to be replaced by another administration. That's all these people want. And, of course, that'll result in all of no changes. The only thing that you're just going to shift heads around. You're just shifting people around. You're not actually doing anything to fundamentally change the this rotten system that we have, which is really, I mean, the story that you bring up with the Democrats passing this bill, 218 to 212, which is what the vote was, and now it goes to the Senate, of course, for approval. But, this really was brilliantly outlining how dismal and how despicable these people are in Washington, D.C. They are using the lives of the American soldiers, the boys and girls over in Iraq, as a political game, as they bounce them back and forth between the two sides of the aisle. And, I mean, the threats coming from the president here, essentially saying that, hey, if we don't get this through, then, you guys are just going to sit out there in the desert and you're going to die. That's essentially what the president basically said.
It's sick.
Yeah, it really is. Johnson, any other thoughts for us tonight?
And the other thing is, that's pretty much what a lot of them are doing, just sitting out in the desert.
The troops?
I mean, they're just not doing anything. I mean, for a lot of it, most of these troops, there's sporadic stuff where they're driving around town and they get hit by a car bomb.
Right.
But, I mean, as far as actually doing anything over there, come on. They're just, I mean, literally, they're going to sit out in the desert doing nothing and die.
Yeah, you're right about that. That's mostly what goes on. I mean, it's, what do they call it? Peacekeeping at this point? Is that what their mission is?
Yeah. Peace. Yeah. I don't know.
It's an occupation. They're occupying and they're awaiting attacks. I mean, that's what you do. You occupy the country and you put as many restrictions on the population as possible, put up barbed wire and checkpoints, and then you just sit around, you wait to get attacked. That's what goes on.
But they'd like us to believe that they're actually out there fighting for freedom.
Yeah, of course they would.
Thanks
for the call, Johnson. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for the update. 800-259-9231. President Bush, this is a quote from him. He says, "These Democrats believe that the longer they can delay funding for our troops, the more likely they are to force me to accept restrictions on our commanders, an artificial timetable for withdrawal, and their pet spending projects. This is not going to happen." Well, what happens on April 15th? He says if it's not approved and signed into law, the spending bill, on April 15th, he said the troops and their families will, quote, face significant disruptions, end quote. What does that mean exactly? What happens when the military doesn't get funded?
I would think that there'd have to be some kind of emergency funding. There has to be.
But it has to be appropriated. It has to be passed. The Congress has to pass an emergency funding bill. What happens doesn't happen?
They've still got their tanks. They've still got their bullets. They've still got their guns. I mean,
right.
They can operate out there. They wouldn't be getting paychecks, which I would think would dramatically affect morale.
Would the paychecks stop? I mean, do they have like a different little area for the money to go into for paychecks?
I wouldn't think so.
Or would they absolutely stop getting paychecks? And what would that do?
I don't know.
Well, all the soldiers, how many of the soldiers over there are really fighting for America, this concept of we're fighting for America's freedom? How quickly would that change if all of a sudden the money dried up? How many of them would continue on fighting for America's freedom just because they care about America?
Well, I don't think that's indicative of much of anything. I mean, of course, they're supposed to get paid.
They are.
For doing a job, and I don't.
I just wonder what percentage of them would continue on and fight for no pay.
Well,
not many of them, I imagine.
I don't know, though. Where are they going to go?
I don't know.
And how do they get back? If the military doesn't have any money, how do they get back?
They don't get back.
We don't have any more money for gas. How do you get back? How do you get on the C-130s?
You don't
have gas.
Yeah, money makes the world go round. You're not coming back.
Well, of course, there wouldn't be an approved pullout either. So they wouldn't be getting funding, nor would they be getting the approval to pull out. So, what happens to them? If you're a military person, you can answer that. Would love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. What happens if the military doesn't get more money and doesn't get an order to pull out? I would really like to know. 800-259-9231, that's the Packet8.net toll-free line. And that apparently is the situation that we're looking at right now in Washington, D.C. And all of the people over there, all of their lives hang in the balance. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Every era is known for its protests. In the 70s, it was anti-war. In the 80s, anti-fur. And when I come back, I'll peacefully demonstrate for a 90s revolution that's still the rage. And I lock brakes.
I'm Bobby Ligas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
As the saying goes, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Well, Anti-Lock Braking Systems, or ABS, stands firmly for stopping and against locking. ABS originated in the aircraft industry, where stopping big, fast planes on short runways is critical. Adapted for panic stopping in cars, this sophisticated system uses a computer to sense when wheels are about to lock, then automatically regulates braking action. Now don't protest. With Anti-Lock Brakes, forget pumping. Just press firmly and let ABS do the rest. I'm Bobby Ligas. Ligas, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And that does include the bulletin board system. Over 200,000 posts, quickly approaching 210,000, in fact. Over 1,500 people interacting, all for free. A lot of fun. BBS.freetalklive.com gets you to it. And I'd like to point out, for those of you who are on the BBS, those of you who might be new to the BBS, when you sign on to the BBS for the first time, you can go there and you can read it. and that, you know, that's not, you don't have to sign up at that point. But when you go to the BBS for the first time, there's a little agreement that comes up on the screen that makes it very clear that the Free Talk Live BBS is a virtually unmoderated forum, which means that you could come across, theoretically, virtually anything at the Free Talk Live bulletin board system.
And it's likely that you will.
Now, our current users, and there are a few moderators that hang out there. Julia is one of them. When they come across a thread that has had some sort of pornographic content posted to it, they will edit the subject line of the thread with the NSFW, not safe for work.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to look out for some of our viewers by doing that little service. But if you click on an NSFW thread, please do not report that thread for containing objectionable content. You knew it was going to have objectionable content in it. And so I'd just like to point out that this is an unmoderated forum, so don't expect us to do much unless there's somebody out on there spamming it or posting just hate, just utter hate. And there's even one guy who posts Nazi symbols, and everybody knows he's just a big joke. So, you know, we sort of let him get away with it. But if you're just on there spewing hate or spewing spam, you're going to get banned. But otherwise, anything.
Threats. Physical threats.
Yeah, that too. So, bbs.freetalklive.com. It is a lot of fun, as long as you're not really uppity. 800-259-9231. There's some news out of Washington, D.C. We just got off the phone with Johnson, giving us the latest on it. A very close vote, 218 to 212. The House has approved a spending bill for Iraq. But there's one provision here that the president is pretty upset about.
Yeah, I bet he doesn't like that much at all.
The provision is that they need to pull out by the end of 2008.
Yeah, well, do you understand the other political implications of this? By the end of 2008, that's no time soon. They could do a lot. A lot of Americans
actually,
die between
it's before
now.
Before September of 2008. That's
a lot of Americans can die by September 2008.
Sure.
What this does is cleans up that whole Iraq mess for the incoming Democratic president, is what the Democrats think to themselves. Hmm. Oh, when we get our guy in there, Obama or Clinton, they won't have to deal with this Iraq war mess. They don't have to look. All the troops
whatever
will
be the home. Reason, whatever the reasoning is, it's created a very interesting situation, and one that I have a lot of questions about. And what I want to know from you, especially if you've got military experience, is if the military doesn't get a funding bill passed, which is what the primary purpose of this bill is,
mm-hmm.
if the military doesn't get a funding bill, then what happens? Like, if the president is threatening and saying that by April 15th, they need to have this bill passed, or else families and troops will face significant disruptions. Those are his words. What does that mean? What will the consequences be of the military not getting the funding? If this continues to be a stalemate, what will happen? Will the paychecks dry up? And if the paychecks dry up, what's that going to result in? Let's go to somebody who might know these things, Puke, who just got out of the military, calling from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Puke.
Good evening.
Hey, what's up?
Well, I can only speculate since I don't think this has ever happened. But I can guarantee you that a lot of the people that I've worked with in my 6 years in the military, and myself included, if we suddenly stopped getting paid, it, you know, game over. If I was in the States, I would just stop going to work, and, you know, I'd just essentially just be a bump on a log. And if I was in Iraq, I'd do the same thing.
Now, wait, I don't expect you, Puke, I don't expect you to know the entire military contract, but you know that when you sign up to the military, they do expect you to stay in it for 8 years, 4 years in the individual ready reserve. Would not getting paid break that agreement? If you were in year number three and all of a sudden the paycheck stopped coming, would you be able to just go home and say, oh, that's it, I'm done, I'm out of my agreement, no more, 5 more years left, it's all done, you stopped paying me, contract violated? Or would they be able to say, I mean, they are the military, the government, so they can use force, would they just be able to say, okay, well, it was only 2 weeks, Puke, we're going to add it to your next paycheck, everything's okay, you need to come back here or we're going to throw you in a break? What do you think would happen?
Well, I can imagine that they would do that. They'd probably, you know, since most people get paid on a monthly basis, you know, after the first month there might be some grumbling, and then by the second month, you know, you'd have people in debt, their families wouldn't be getting fed. I mean, I could assume that it would be just utter chaos, because I don't know of anybody that joined the military as a charity volunteer or something like that.
Well, a lot of them have that mentality of, they have the mentality of, well, I'm fighting for my country. You don't? You think that would just evaporate if the paychecks went away?
Well, I don't know if it's a lot of people. That's the common perception that a lot of soldiers are like that. But that most of us that were in the Army, you know, when I was in, it was all for a paycheck. It was for college money.
Easy money. Was, easy know, job.
Yeah, easy money.
Right.
So many people were paying off, like, say, college loans or some sort of debt that they'd acquired, and so they joined the military because it was a steady paycheck. So if the government cut off the paychecks, you know, it would just be a mess.
What happens, okay, now speaking of a mess, you were a helicopter repairman over in Iraq. What happens if you are still in Iraq, still a helicopter repairman, paychecks get cut off, all of a sudden, things start running out. They aren't able to buy gasoline or whatever. I don't know what all the consequences of this would be. But how hard would it be to leave at that point?
Well, it'd probably be pretty difficult to leave because, you know, it's not like you can just go down to the airport and get a ticket or something because it is Iraq and it's a combat zone and white people are kind of targeted, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how that would happen. But since the aircraft that I worked on carried 38 people, you know, they could be like, hey, let's go and fly off. And I don't know.
You'd have to get a pilot on your side at that point, right?
You'd have to fly to some country in Europe or something like that?
What's that?
You basically have to fly to another country and go to their airport, have your family buy you a ticket, or you buy yourself a ticket to get out, right?
Right, you could fly to Kuwait.
So it would literally be every man for himself.
Now, hold on. Now, Pugh, couldn't somebody get three friends together with $500 in their pocket each, get one of them Humvees with a gun on top, and drive relatively safely from the green zone to the airport, and there pay cash for an airline ticket and fly out of Baghdad International?
Yeah, it is possible. One of the bases that was very close to the one that I was stationed at was connected to the international airport in Baghdad.
Hmm.
You know, you could run across the flight line, hand some Iraqi porter or whatever $1,000, and I'm sure he'd figure out how to get you onto a plane.
Yeah, I think those guys would be happy to see... I think they'd be happy to see the troops leaving. I think they'd do everything they could to help you get out of there.
Yeah,
it's going to be interesting to watch. And Pugh, thank you for the expertise. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. Hope to see you on Sunday. We've got a free Keene meeting happening here in Keene, and looking forward to seeing a bunch of interesting personalities there. 800-259-9231, thepacket8.net, toll-free line for you. Marcus is on the line. He's got some comments on this whole military funding thing. How big of a debacle would this be? If they don't pass this funding bill, how quickly will the funds run out? How long do they have? This is Free Talk Live.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's W-A-C-H-T-E-R-S.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet8.net toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features totally free, including live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version free. Enjoy them. freetalklive.com. And what happened to the Republicans? They were spending like drunken Democrats, says Michael Tanner in his new book, Leviathan on the Right. How Big Government Conservatism Brought Down the Republican Revolution. It's Laissez-Faire Books' March Lysander Spooner Award winner. Get Leviathan on the Right and other books and videos on Liberty at LFB.com. That's Laissez-Faire Books, LFB.com. I want to know what the consequences would be from those of you who've got military experience. What would the consequences be if the next military spending bill just doesn't go through? What happens? Let's go to the phones and talk to Marcus in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Marcus.
Hey. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making it. What's on your mind?
Basically, when you're in the military, you take orders from your commanders. That's what you're paid for. You have room and board wherever you go.
Right.
So, you know, no matter what Congress says or what the politicians say, you're going to follow orders.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter if you're getting a paycheck for it or not, because your commander is going to tell you, look, we have a fight to fight, and that's all that matters. Your buddies are out here in the field, and you got to protect them. And if it goes to more extreme measures, then, you know, they take you out back and shoot you for not following orders.
So wait a minute. So, you're telling me, but hold on. We're talking about a possible situation where the paychecks might just stop. You're telling me that everybody's just going to keep on following orders and doing as they're told?
Yes, they are.
Hmm.
Yep, exactly. I mean, they really don't have a choice. They were over there, they got on a plane, and they went to a foreign land for nothing. So why would a paycheck make a difference?
Well, we just talked to a guy who just got out of the military a couple of months ago. He was the caller before you, and he said that he and his friends wouldn't be real happy about serving if they weren't getting paychecks.
Yeah, he said they wouldn't be real happy, but he didn't say they wouldn't follow orders. You know, that's the problem. They'll follow any blind order that they're given.
He said he'd sit there like a bump on a log. Wouldn't do a thing.
What about the commanding officers? I mean, they wouldn't be getting paid either. Why would they continue calling?
If you're a commanding officer, you're already well, quote-unquote, trained. You're already indoctrinated into their whole system. So you're not going to question what your commanders say. You're already, you know, 20, 30 years in the military.
True. So what you're suggesting is your commanders would be saying, don't worry about it, we'll get you paid here at the end of the next couple months.
Isn't that what politics is all about? I mean, come on.
Yeah. What would happen if they didn't pass this funding bill? How long would it be before people start? I mean, before the military couldn't buy gasoline anymore? I mean, how long would it be before the bullets ran out?
The bullets won't run out, that's for sure.
Right.
I think it would be when the ones that are old World War II vets given the orders now, when they're all gone, you know, when their time has passed, then maybe we might see a change.
World War II vets are probably gone somewhere.
I think it means Vietnam.
Somewhere in the, yeah, maybe Vietnam vets.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Right, but you're saying the money's not going to run out anytime soon. They've got enough.
No, because it's really not money that kills people, you know what I'm saying?
I know that, but money's got to go into those gas tanks. They're driving those Humvees around. They're driving the armored personnel carriers around. That's got to cost money and gas, and they've got to get that gas from somewhere. I suppose they could just roll up to a Baghdad gas station.
I mean, that's why we're in the Middle East. You know, we got free gas now.
Good point. I suppose they could just roll up to a gas station in Baghdad, point a gun at the owner.
Why not? Right, exactly. In one of those Humvees and tear it out.
Oh, my goodness. Either way, it sure would be a mess, wouldn't it, Marcus?
Yeah, it would. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I mean, there's no doubt that something would change. There'd be some significant change if this funding bill does not go through by April 15th. I mean, the president himself is getting on the air and making threats to military members and their families.
Well, I think that, you know, by April 15th, if the president didn't want to play ball with Congress, he could actually, and he didn't want to have a deadline in place, that he could actually pull all the troops out by April 15th if he wanted to. I think he could really do it.
He could, but why would he do that?
Why
would he? Against his whole thing.
It would be against what he wants to do, which is stay. But if he's afraid that his back's going to be up against the wall because he has a date, and then, you know, somehow that date is going to empower the terrorists somehow. I've never quite understood that, but
his back's not
going to
be up against the wall. He'll make it look like it's the Democrats' fault. All they'll all do is they'll just play politics. If April 15th comes around and this spending bill hasn't been passed, he'll just get on the television and he'll say, look, I'm sorry, my troops, the Democrats want to delay this bill, put a bunch of pork in this bill, and you know, I'm a fiscal conservative, so I had to reject it, and we can't pull out from Iraq, so I had to reject it, so I blame the Democrats for this. And of course, all the George Bush proponents will say, yeah, George, you really gave it a good try. Yeah, we know
those
you
darn
care
Democrats.
About the troops. Yeah, those darn Democrats. It'll just
darn.
Be politics.
I'm sure that's true.
Let's continue with Mark in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Julia. And Mark, hello, Mark. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh,
hello
there.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to this guy just a few minutes ago talking about, you know, you just follow orders. I was in the service back in the early 70s. Mm-hmm. I had the Uniform Code of Military Justice, and it says in there it's not only your right, it's your duty to not follow illegal orders.
Would the orders become illegal just because there's no money going around anymore?
No, I'm saying the troops, people don't understand that the Vietnam War ended because the troops realized that this was a bogus confrontation, and they just stopped working. They just said, we're not doing this anymore.
Really?
And if the troops over there... Yeah, I mean, this is an illegal war. It's based on lies. I think pretty much now everybody understands that.
I think so.
There were no weapons of mass destruction. They wanted to throw Saddam out because he tortures people, but now we torture people, mm-hmm. so it's okay. And if the troops just stop, just stop, that would end the war.
Would the troops stop, or have they been brainwashed more so than they were in the past today?
Video games, the violent video games, were created to train troops to human beings, you and I, everybody else. They have a real problem shooting somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And to get them used to shooting somebody, They created these video games.
Who's they? Hold on a second. Who's they? I've agreed with you up until this point. Well, no, that's just not the case. I mean, as somebody who's familiar with the history of video games, as somebody who's been playing them for a long time, I'm pretty sure that the military and the Pentagon weren't funding id Software back in 1993 when they created Doom. I'm pretty sure there wasn't any military funding involved in the creation of Return to Castle Wolfenstein or Wolfenstein 3D, some of the early precursors to the games that we have today. Games were created in order to sell copies and make a profit. That's why games were created, because people wanted to simulate violence without actually having all of the nastiness that usually goes along with it, like blood and actual death. It's
okay,
nothing
well,
like it. Have you played video games before?
The root of the games you're talking about came from them making the games to get the troops used to shooting people.
You're acting as though the military is behind all these game companies.
Hold on just a second. Before we go any further, our troops have been shooting people a heck of a lot longer than there have been video games.
Yes, and they've had a problem, and that was one of the problems in Vietnam. When the troops first got over there, they didn't really want to shoot people. You know, we're people. We don't want to shoot other people. And they would balk. They would stall.
Sure.
And a lot of them got killed because... And there were draftees then as well.
But now, wait, I think you might be confused. Because there really is one game that the military did dump a bunch of money into to create, and it's called America's Army. It actually is a video game created by the military, and to that extent, you might be right. But to suggest that all violent video games were funded by the military is
absurd. No, I didn't say that. Stop. I did not say that. I said the basis of them was the games that were created for the military, and then, you know, guys want to make a buck, and they said, people are playing this stuff, let's make some more.
Yeah, the games weren't created for the military
until
just
recently.
Not
the games you're talking about. No, I agree. Not the games you're talking about. I hear music.
Very good. Now I understand where you're coming from, because back in the old days, the military didn't have anything to do with video games. They only discovered them within the last decade. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You bring up whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-3955. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-441-3955. That's 1-800-441-3955.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life, probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up anything. Toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8 on this toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features totally free. We do ask you to voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program. It's very simple in concept. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that you send in $3 a month to the show. We take it in and turn it around into promoting Free Talk Live. We get Free Talk Live on more radio stations. We get more internet listeners on board with the show. And you can see how we're doing it. Get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Also, you'll learn about the variety of different little perks that you'll get for becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. Still talking about this whole President Bush conflicting with the Democratic Congress over the funding of the military. In case you didn't know, earlier today, the Democrats passed a spending bill, a military spending appropriations bill, which is something that the Congress has been doing for the past 4 years, is passing bill after bill, more billions and billions of dollars being sent to the military. Well, this time they're saying, okay, we'll send this $130 billion to the military, but you have to pull out all of the troops by the end of September of 2008.
So they gave they attached it to a deadline, an ultimatum.
That's correct. So they said, if you want this money, you have to pull out. And the president is essentially saying, no, I'm not going to sign it. And
well, I don't see that you're making him sound petulant and immature when I don't see that they're being any less petulant and immature.
Well, what would you suggest they do?
I think
if indeed they believe they were elected to end the Iraqi war, how would you suggest they handle it?
The date that they're giving him essentially just covers their own butts. I don't think they're looking to save military members. I mean, pull them out now.
Well, we know, Mark, that you and I and Julia, we all know that this is politics and that they're playing politics with the people in the military. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
But we also understand that bureaucracy takes time and they are slow at doing everything that they do. So it's unrealistic to suggest that these people would be able to come out with a bill that says pull them out by the end of next month. It's unrealistic. They would never ever do something like
that. I find the date of it all very suspect. It bothers me that they're just essentially going to pull them out before the election in November.
1-800-259-9231 if you've got any thoughts on this. So now, as I understood it, the pullout was supposed to happen in phases. So they were supposed to pull a certain number out by the end of this year. Actually, the number wasn't defined, but they were to remove some troops by the end of this year and then do the rest of them by September. So, I don't know. It may be it's suspect, but it doesn't seem to have any sort of play as to how Bush feels about it. He'd be just as pissed if it was next month.
It's true.
So anyway, they're playing politics with the troops. And Bush's quote, he says, a narrow majority in the House of Representatives abdicated its responsibility by passing a war spending bill that has no chance of becoming law and brings us no closer to getting the troops.
It only has no chance of becoming law because he won't sign it.
That's true.
And he's making it seem like they just passed something that, this ludicrous thing. But
right. And he's accusing them of abdicating their responsibility. Now, of course, anybody who listens to Free Talk Live knows that these people can't possibly ever represent the people that they claim to represent, but that's the claim. Their claim is that they're representatives. Their claim is that they are supposed to do what the people who elected them wanted them to do. And if you look at the percentage, the polls of Americans and their thoughts on the Iraqi war, the significant majority at this point opposes it, so you could extrapolate that they were elected to end the Iraqi war. You could make that extrapolation if you wanted to, in which case they would not be abdicating their responsibility. They would actually be doing something that they had set out to do. So I don't think it's any sort of abdication of responsibility at all.
But it is in some ways. I mean, they're still only doing it halfway. They're only pulling out of Iraq. They're not getting our interests out of the Middle East.
They're not closing down the 1,000 bases around the world.
To some extent, the people that say, let's fight them over there rather than fight them over here are correct in that, it seems to be a focal point that is drawing the al-Qaeda members to Iraq where they can get support and all that other stuff where maybe they can grow their numbers and their strength. At some point, they can launch another attack on the United States. The reason that they have this
That's
strength,
absurd, by the way.
Well, that they could attack
the United States anytime they wanted to.
Maybe, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what their logistic. I don't know what kind of logistic problems they have. Maybe they don't have any more members over here.
That's ludicrous.
Who knows? Okay. I don't know. I don't know what their situation is, but if they wanted to, they could attack over here. But for whatever reason, they're attacking over there, and they're claiming that they're Al Qaeda members and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're in the Middle East, it's enraging these people. They have examples that they can show every single day of this unfair thing happened to this family done by the American military. This unfair thing. These people are,
sure,
you know, creating a. They're going to take us over. They're going to change us all to Christian infidels. They're going to make us eat pork. You know, they are saying the same, spewing the same kind of weird hate that is being spewed about Muslims over here. It's just being spewed in a different direction. And,
well, they have a legitimate reason. They are occupied countries, so I don't blame them for hating.
The Americans can, we can point them to the 9/11 situation.
Yeah, but that's not the same. That's a few individuals hijacking some airplanes and crashing them into buildings. That has nothing to do with being an occupied country.
I understand, but right. People see themselves as having been attacked, and those people over there see themselves as having been attacked. You don't have to show facts to anybody. You just have to get them whipped up emotionally,
mm-hmm. Sure.
And that's what's happening. So if we can pull our troops out of the Middle East, then they have no reason to be whipped up emotionally. They'll go back to their normal business. There'll still be a few crazies out there that say, we must attack them, the infidels, their Coca-Cola and their Britney Spears, I hate it, we must take them over. There'll probably be one out of every 10,000 or some number like that, some vocal nut job, just like there's vocal nut jobs here that want to,
sure,
send the black people back to Africa,
yep,
or something like that. We have them. That's what they are.
Luckily, they don't have enough money to actually do anything about it.
What do they? What do you mean?
No, they actually do anything about what they want. Like, they might want to install violence on the United States, but that would cost money and time and effort, and it's a lot easier to just complain about it.
Who's they?
The people that you're talking about. The ones that are the 1 in 10,000 that are rattling the sabers.
Right.
That's fine. Just rattle the sabers. You can't really afford to do anything.
Right. Those people would just be nuts. So if they get the they can manage to get other people on their side by showing them real-life examples that get them whipped up into a fervor. Here's a family that was all wiped out except for the little boy, that kind of thing.
How about the girl who was raped by the Marines?
Yeah, I mean, they can show those examples over and over again. And by the way, the stories that we see, they're seeing 10 times, 100 times as,
sure,
many stories as we are, because we don't look at it the same way. In the same way that many Americans look at 9/11 as an attack on our country, they look at the Iraq war as an attack on the Middle East. Look, we're already talking about, attacking Iran. We're already talking about, they've talked about attacking Jordan. It is an attack on the Middle East, damn it.
1-800-259-9231, the toll-free number. You take control. Bring up anything to Mike in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Mike. Mike in Arizona. Mike going once. Mike in Arizona going twice. Do we have Mike in Arizona?
I presume not.
We do not. 800-259-9231. So this should be pretty interesting to see what develops over the next 3 weeks. Because the president is saying that within the next 3 weeks, they either pass something that he is going to accept or serious consequences. He says the troops and their families will, quote, face significant disruption.
And he is obviously willing to use the troops as a
political football.
Yeah, as a pawn in order to get what he wants.
I wonder how many troops will take that as the threat that it is. How many of the Bush-supporting troops, the people that will just jump right behind President Bush no matter what he does, no matter what he says, now that he's actually targeted them to use them for his political ends directly and obviously, how many of them will interpret this correctly? How many of them will maybe change their minds about the man that they so blindly follow?
I would think that if you're on Bush's team, you're that sort, that you would say, yes, I'm with him. I would be happy to sacrifice my paycheck to be able to handle this.
Who cares about my family?
Especially,
talking about stepping in between these guys and their families.
Right.
Some are single men, but a number of them have a
girlfriend. Ones wouldn't have anything to worry about.
A number of them have a girlfriend or a wife at home, or vice versa, and kids at home that need to have, like Puke said earlier, the rent paid. Need to have certain things taken care of.
There will certainly be happening. Some people that have, that go through some suffering because of it. But they won't be that many of them. Many of them will be able to go to their families, the mothers, mother-in-laws, fathers, father-in-laws, that kind of thing, and be able to get support for whatever period of time they need to. Everybody will understand. It's obviously in the news. It's not like they went out and spent their money on crack. They just aren't getting paid. So
time will tell what will happen here. We'll keep you up to date on the latest. 800-259-9231 is the packet. 8.net, toll free line for you. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Pork Fest, June 18th through the 24th, where you'll be able to attend leadership and activist training seminars, hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project, and discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Go to porkfest.com to learn more. That's porcfest.com. Hour 3's on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.